Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and I'm going to talk to you from my social consciousness. And I want to say, although I say my social consciousness, there's a lot of people who subscribe to the same theory of thought that I do. Let's talk about it. I want to stay on subject with the George Floyd murder and the aftermath, I'll call it, and with particularly the rioting, the looting, the defacing of property. I want to say to America as a whole, don't allow yourself to be fooled into believing that those two items are one. Because if you do, America is going to divide. You see, the media is now putting a spin on the riots, the chaos. And most recently, as I speak directly to some of my fellow soldiers, the defacing of the Vietnam Wall. Well, let me say to you, I see a lot of posts on Facebook. You call people idiots. You call them a lot of things. Again, about defacing the Vietnam Wall. And now I'm talking to you as a soldier who's been actively military since 1976. So understand what I'm saying. The fact that the wall was defaced, I see a lot of people saying, that's not a way to protest. You know, I'm tired of this. So in other words, media is allowing you to use the Vietnam Wall defacing to sway you away from what really took place, and that's a brutal killing of a citizen by a police officer. And let me tell you something, the media is doing a real good job because you have people that's enraged about this wall. Let me say something to you about the Vietnam Wall. Wall, no wall. That can never replace what actually happened. And because America chooses to honor it in a symbolic form of a wall, let me tell you something, soldiers. You and I both know our love and concern and admiration was for that Vietnam soldier way before that wall. So if that wall never even existed, it does not change how we feel about our fellow soldiers. So don't let that symbolic gesture by some people or generation that's uninformed, destroying or defacing that wall, don't let that turn your head away from what the fuck really happened, and that is a senseless murder. Now, watch this. We can still have appreciation for the protest and hope we bring justice for the unarmed killing of that man, while at the same time have equally amount enough of some of that good old military rage to address those who deface our property. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't have to, everything is not, again, it's not a one-trick pony here. I can appreciate the protest while still detesting the rioting, and I do not get the two mixed up. And I beg you not to get those two mixed up, because if you do, then you're going to lose sight of what the protest is really about, because as American people, I guess we're more prone to violence. So, again, when we talk about directing anger somewhere, if you really, really, really support George Floyd's situation or that issue, if you really support that, then you'll understand. If you're going to be mad at somebody about defacing a Vietnam Wall, why don't we be mad at the government for the way they treated the actual Vietnam soldier? Let's be mad at the government for denying health benefits for Agent Orange conditions that they, for years, pretended they knew nothing about. Let's be mad at the government for denying them health care, affordable housing, if we're going to be mad at somebody. So let's not take our anger out on those, that generation right now, today's generation, voicing their anger in any way they know how. So I'm only asking you as a combat vet, Listen, folks, let's not lose sight of the injustice because another injustice took place. The two are separate, and let's support some sweeping changes in the way the nation polices its citizens, all citizens.